Hi everyone, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. We're here for another special edition of the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
That's right. This is the second of three free episodes.
Say that three times fast. Or is that free times fast? Anyway, today's show continues a series called Kidsborough.
Be sure to visit our website to find out more about the Kidsborough series of novels. We're at witsend.org/podcast.
And now, let's hear Kidsborough.
Three free episodes. See, no problem.
Bob, you've got mad skills.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow, it's like a town.
It is a town.
Kidsborough. I'd love to be the mayor.
As long as I'm the editor of the newspaper.
And I get to be a small business owner for my inventions and stuff.
I'll need you to unlock your house, Nelson.
Why?
There's an offensive smell coming from inside.
Somebody tunneled underneath my wall and put this on the ground inside.
It's a little canister.
There's some kind of liquid in it.
Somebody was trying to stink up the place on purpose.
Whoever did it, we're not going to let them get away with this. Come in. Oh, hey, Pete.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up?
Can I take a look at the Kidsborough Constitution?
What do you mean?
The laws of the land. I'm trying to see how many people have to die before the Secretary of the Treasury gets to be in charge.
Oh, well, actually, our unfortunate deaths haven't come up in a meeting yet.
I'm just curious. Can I at least look at what you've got so far?
Sure.
Great. So, where are the laws?
Oh, they're all over the place. On my desk, on the wall over there.
Sticky notes?
Oh, we've been making everything up so fast, it's the only way to keep up.
The Kidsborough Constitution can't be written on sticky notes! Don't you have any civic pride? We need a proper document.
I don't have time to write a proper document.
Can I do it?
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, as a government job. Will the government pay me to organize the Constitution?
Probably not. We have a lot of other government projects to pay for, and we already have to put a few things on hold.
I'll do it anyway. It'll be my way of sacrificing for my country.
Have at it.
Excellent. I'm your man for this job, Ryan. Hail Kidsborough!
Do you have any leads?
Nothing. The perpetrator wiped the canister clean. No fingerprints.
Okay, well, let me know if... there's Nelson. I gotta talk to him. Just keep me posted, Alice.
Will do.
Hey, Nelson, can you come here for a second?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we have an empty clubhouse for you while yours airs out.
I don't need it.
Why?
I fixed the smell. Come in.
Wow. It smells like a pine forest in here. What did you do?
Well, I tested the liquid that was used and figured out approximately what it was made of. Then, I was able to do some research and concoct a formula that would eradicate it.
You're amazing, Nelson.
Come in.
We got another incident.
What do you mean?
Two more houses were hit.
You mean with the smelling canister?
Yep. We've got ourselves a serial smeller. So when did you notice the smell, Pete?
5 minutes ago. I just got here.
What time did you leave Kidsborough yesterday?
About 6 o'clock.
So the canister was placed here last night?
Yeah.
Valerie's place was hit, too.
Well, somebody's having a good time with this.
I'll tell you who it was. It was the Bones of Wrath.
The Bones of Wrath was a gang of juvenile delinquents in Odyssey. Well, as delinquent as anybody gets in Odyssey. Their leader was a bully named Rodney Rathbone.
This definitely looks like their work.
Hey, Cummings!
Yeah, Valerie?
My place stinks to high heaven. What are you gonna do about it?
Valerie was Nelson's sister and a new citizen of Kidsborough. She was, without argument, the prettiest girl in Odyssey Middle School, so she was very popular. I was against her becoming a citizen of Kidsborough, but Alice and Jill were okay with her, and Nelson was, well, scared of her, so she got in. She got just about anything she wanted, and usually no one contradicted her. Well, except me. Which is why we didn't get along very well. What do you mean, what am I gonna do about it?
You're the mayor of this place, right?
Yeah.
Your town is being attacked. Aren't you supposed to be protecting your people?
Nobody's been hurt.
This is assault with a smelly weapon.
It's not permanent. In fact, Nelson has a formula that gets rid of the smell completely.
He does?
Yeah. He just showed it to me. I walked right into his clubhouse, no problem.
It's like a pine forest.
Sure is. I smelt it with my own nose.
Oh, then hand it over, Nelson. Where is it?
It's in our garage.
I want some too.
Wait. What makes you guys think you could just get it for free?
Yeah, that's a good point. This is Nelson's career in Kidsboro. He's an inventor. He's got to earn a living. You need to spend Kidsboro money for this.
I don't have the money to be spending on air fresheners.
Yeah, neither do I.
This is protection from the enemy. The government should pay for it.
Wait. As Secretary of the Treasury, I must say that, not that we're in any financial trouble or anything, but we can't afford that. At all. It would devastate us. Like a tidal wave of destruction and ruin.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, Valerie has a good point. We could make this into a government program. It's like when we pay for the military in the U.S. So, people pay their taxes, they automatically get some of this stuff Nelson makes. And then they're protected from enemy smells.
So, I'll be a government employee?
Absolutely.
Aw, great.
This means you're gonna raise taxes?
We have to. There's a government program to pay for now.
Then I'm on board.
Yeah, you see? Everybody wins. It was a good plan, and it seemed to be working. Everyone had some of Nelson's formula in their houses, and it seemed to, well, at least temporarily, stop the outbreak of aroma violence. But with every great plan, there are always unexpected problems.
Look at this!
Okay.
Do you notice anything?
It's a pink shirt.
More specifically, my $40 pink shirt. And it's stained!
Okay. You know, laundry duties don't appear anywhere in the mayor's job description.
It's from Nelson's mixture. I spilled some, and it ruined my favorite $40 shirt.
He's your brother, Valerie. Why don't you ask him about it?
The government paid for this little Frankenstein project, right?
Yeah.
Then the government is responsible.
You seriously want the government to wash your shirt?
I want the government to pay for my shirt. I'm suing you.
What? It's a stain.
It's a stain that won't come out.
Stains are in fashion now. People pay a fortune for that spilled-on look.
What do you know about fashion? You're wearing $4 pants. So, unless you want me to take you to court, let's settle this right now, and you can give me 40 Kidsboro dollars.
What court?
You don't have a court system?
No, we haven't needed one.
Huh. Then you better get one. Because one way or another, I'm going to get my money, or Kidsboro is going down fast.
Have you ever wanted to watch a live performance of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, join us this August for a special event.
There's a small crowd to help us. Say hi, everyone!
Meet the actors who play Chris, Connie, Eugene, Bernard, Wooten, Mandy, and George Barkley.
Does Connie have the same personality in real life?
It's all happening Saturday, August 16th at the Adventures in Odyssey Birthday Bash at the Focus on the Family campus in Colorado Springs. Get your tickets now by calling 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800-A-FAMILY.
I went back to the city council and we decided that we needed a court system, a lawyer and a judge. I decided to be the government's lawyer, and we all agreed that the only person who would be completely unbiased about this, because of her unashamed love for the law, was Alice. We had ourselves a judicial system. On the day of the court case, the pavilion was packed with people, about 25, some of them new citizens of Kidsboro and others just curious onlookers. It was shaping up to be the trial of the century. Well, of the week.
The court will now come to order. Hey, quiet! The case of Swanson versus Kidsboro is now in session. We'll hear from the plaintiff first. Miss Swanson, your opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to ask you to imagine something with me, please. The best-looking, most popular guy in a school across town asks you to go to the football game with him. You're so excited because you get to show him off to all your friends. Everyone is going to be jealous. Then, on that night, you meet him at the game. And as a way to cheer on his team, he's painted his face blue and white. Suddenly, you can't show him off. He's embarrassing. You don't even want to be seen with him. You spend the entire game under the bleachers, weeping at what could have been.
What's the point of your obviously autobiographical story, Valerie?
This is exactly how I felt when my favorite shirt,
The one I was hoping to show off everywhere. The very shirt that my grandmother, God rest her soul, gave me. And it was ruined by Nelson's mixture. The humiliation alone is worth the entire amount of the lawsuit. Thank you.
Ryan, your opening statement?
Thank you, Your Honor. Doesn't this whole thing seem a little absurd to everyone? It's a stain, for goodness sake. What's next? Suing someone because of bad breath? Kidsboro is in trouble if everyone can just sue each other for anything. We can't afford it. If the government loses this case, we may not be able to afford some of the other programs we've been hoping to do, like the rec center, for example. Are you willing to give up first-class ping-pong tables for her stain? And that's the question before you. Do you really want your hard-earned tax money to go to Valerie? Thank you.
A rec center? That's what you're spending our money on?
Miss Swanson?
When there are people in Kidsboro who can't afford homes.
Miss Swanson, call your first witness.
I'd like to call Nelson Swanson to the stand, please.
Place your hand on the Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Go ahead, Valerie.
Thank you. Mr. Swanson.
What did you call me?
Swanson is your last name, is it not?
Of course it is. You're my sister.
That's irrelevant today, Mr. Swanson.
No, it isn't. If you lose, you're probably going to staple me to my bedroom wall.
Also irrelevant, Mr. Swanson. Though quite possibly true.
I won't have threats in my courtroom, Miss Swanson. Unless they come from me. I do have a mallet.
I apologize, Your Honor. Mr. Swanson, what is in the formula you created to counteract the smell that invaded many of our homes this past week?
Pretty simple combination of chemicals and fragrances.
Now, Mr. Swanson, did you test any of these chemicals on fabrics to see whether or not they would stain?
I wasn't expecting people to dump it all over their clothes.
Answer the question, please. Did you test it?
Well, no. But any combination would...
Did the government test these chemicals in any way?
No.
Did they ask what was in the formula?
No.
Did they set up any kind of testing group?
No, but...
So you just haphazardly threw together some dangerous chemicals and they just haphazardly allowed you to distribute it around.
Objection! She's badgering the witness!
Yeah, that's exactly what she's doing. I feel badgered!
Okay. Nelson, chill out. Miss Swanson, try not to make the witness cry.
My formula works. Nobody's even thanking me for that.
No further questions.
Mr. Cummings, do you want to cross-examine the witness?
No.
Very well. Mr. Swanson, you may step down now. Do you have any more witnesses, Miss Swanson?
No, Your Honor.
Then, Mr. Cummings, call your first witness.
I don't have any.
No witnesses?
No. Your Honor, I never thought it would get this far. It's a stain, for goodness sake. Doesn't everyone see how goofy this whole thing is?
That's all you got? Goofy?
Well, that pretty much describes it.
All right. I'll go into my chambers. Well, over by that tree there. And come back with the verdict. Recess for 2 minutes.
Ryan!
What is it, Pete?
What's next? You gonna go with the nanny-nanny boo-boo defense?
I didn't really take this seriously. Thought it was a frivolous lawsuit. Oh, frivolous! That's the word I should have used.
Well, everyone's taking it seriously now. The government can't afford this lawsuit.
I know. Don't worry about it. Alice is smart. She can see right through Valerie.
But what's up with not testing the product?
We figured Nelson knew what he was doing. And I knew I wouldn't understand his answer, even if he told me what was in the formula.
I have a verdict.
Oh, that was fast.
Lawsuits are serious business. When people make light of the law, it makes my stomach turn. I feel ready to throw up even as we speak because of how silly this lawsuit is, Miss Swanson. Come on, a stain?
But, Your Honor...
However, it does appear that the government was negligent in this case. And with Kidsboro just starting out, our leaders must be held accountable. I have to say, Mr. Cummings, I'm disappointed in you. Your citizens deserve more than this is goofy. I fine for the plaintiff, Miss Swanson, for $40 Kidsboro.
What?
Court adjourned.
Ryan, what were you thinking?
I'm sorry.
Nice work, Mayor.
We're in trouble.
Whether fathers know it or not, every young fella is looking for their blessing, an initiation into manhood. That's why it's time to enter the wilderness with your son and have a Colorado epic at the Breakaway Father-Son Adventures from Focus on the Family. It's a time when Class 4 rapids and high peaks are the day's main course, and sons return with their father's blessing. It's biblical, foundational, and it all happens in the summer of 08. Register today at breakawaymag.com.
We couldn't afford 40 Kidsborough dollars. We only made $22.40 when we collected taxes. And a lot of that was used to pay for garbage removal and for Nelson's formula. A $40 debt would kill us financially. So, the town fathers and mothers reconvened to figure how we were going to keep Kidsborough afloat. All right, you guys, any bright ideas?
We could raise taxes again.
Oh, no way. People would revolt. They're already mad at me after the lawsuit. And your article in the paper didn't help either, Jill.
Just writing the truth. I can't let our friendship sway my reporting.
Did you have to say I look like a flounder that had just been hooked on the fishing line of incompetency?
I'm big with metaphors.
Oh, that's great. So, all the money we raised to pay for Nelson's government program is now gone. Valerie has it. What are we gonna do?
Bake sale?
Seems kind of desperate.
Car wash?
No one has cars.
Bike wash?
They're illegal within the city limits.
Then what?
Well, one obvious thing is that the four of us are all gonna have to sacrifice. None of us get salaries for a while.
We're working for nothing?
It's up to you, Alice. You can quit if you want. Me? I'm gonna do this job to the best of my ability for free. I would hope you guys are dedicated enough to this town to do the same. Are you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Apprehending lawbreakers is enough for me.
Thank you. And we're going to have to put off all of the projects that we were thinking about, including the rec center.
But we still haven't come up with any ways to generate money.
Maybe, Ryan, you should talk to Mr. Whitaker.
No, we can figure this out on our own. I just need to think. It's lunchtime. Can we come back in an hour?
Sure.
Will do. Hey,
Ryan, are you going to your real house?
Yeah.
Can I walk with you?
Sure. What's up, Jill?
I got one of those smelling canisters from Alice, and I think we're blaming the wrong people.
What do you mean?
I don't think the Bones of Wrath did it.
How do you know?
Well, it was homemade. Made from a 12-ounce soda bottle. It was cut in half very neatly. The liquid, as far as I can tell, doesn't exist in the natural world. Someone had to figure out the right combination.
So
the Bones of Wrath wouldn't have gone to all that trouble. Wouldn't they just use a stink bomb and throw it in the middle of town? Plus, they're not smart enough.
Yeah, you may be right.
And the attacks stopped the same night we put Nelson's mixture in everybody's houses. It was like the cereal smeller knew their smell would just be neutralized, so they didn't try anymore.
Yeah, and how could the Bones of Wrath know about it?
Mm-hmm, exactly. I think it was an inside job.
Somebody from Kidsborough did this?
That's what it looks like to me.
Wow. Okay, thanks for that. Don't put any of this in the paper.
I won't. I'll consider it an ongoing police investigation.
Oh, thanks. Jill had a point. It upset me that one of our own might be involved. It felt like such a betrayal, and I felt disloyal, suspecting my friends that I should have been trusting. I needed to find out what was going on.
Somebody super glued my door shut.
Probably the Bones of Wrath again.
I can't get in at all.
We'll pry it open, Pete.
I'm tired of this. When is it gonna stop?
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, brother. Valerie, we've got...
Pete's house was hit again?
Yes.
So our enemies are back.
It looks that way.
In other words, your government program has done nothing to protect us. The Bones of Wrath are just gonna find new ways to hurt us from now on.
We simply have to adjust our thinking.
Interesting way of telling us that the last idea didn't work. So our hard-earned tax dollars went to a failed program.
No, actually, it went to you. And the program didn't fail.
Yet. But you have proven that in your hands, Ryan, anything can fail. The government has no money. You've wasted our tax dollars. I think it's high time for some change in leadership.
Meaning you?
Exactly.
You're the reason we don't have any money.
I was only doing what any dedicated citizen would do, pointing out the deficiencies of our leaders.
Why would anybody want you as our mayor?
Oh, it's gonna happen, Ryan. Watch. Kidsborough is mine.
I wasn't scared of Valerie.
but I was a little afraid that my reputation was at stake. So I was determined to find out who was terrorizing our town. I had my suspicions.
Come in.
Nelson, hey.
Hi.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've been at your real house.
Yeah, we've both been spending so much time in Kidsboro lately.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a question for you. Have you examined the smelling canister at all?
Yeah, I opened it up.
Yeah, Jill showed it to me. Amazing little thing.
Really?
Almost hard to believe that one of the Bones of Wrath came up with it.
Well, they probably threatened one of the science geeks from school. I bet you it was Joseph Richards. He'd know how to do something like this.
Yeah, it could have been Joseph. Except it looks like an inside job.
Someone from Kidsboro?
Yep. You know, it's almost as if...
What?
Is that your garbage?
Recycling. Why?
What are these?
Oh!
Soda bottles cut in half?
Yeah.
Why do you cut them in half?
You
know, I noticed that smelling devices were made from these same kind of bottles.
Really? Interesting.
In fact, if I were to take these to Kidsboro and match them up with the devices themselves...
Are you accusing me of something, Ryan?
Well, Jill made a very good point to me. No one in Kidsboro would know how to make these but you, and you had a motive. You were getting money from the government.
Ryan, I don't know what you mean.
Come on, don't lie to me. You're the cereal smeller, right?
I can't believe you're accusing me of this. I thought we were friends.
And I thought we were too. Fine. I'm taking these soda bottle tops into Kidsboro.
No.
Any of the cuts match the canister that's in Alice's office,
no,
then I'll know for sure.
You don't have to do that!
Why?
Because it was me! I did it.
Why?
I didn't have anything else to do.
What?
You guys are so lucky. You're the mayor. Jill's got the newspaper. Alice has her police work. But what does an inventor have to offer to Kidsboro?
You did this because you're having trouble fitting in? That's no excuse. How could you do this to your friends?
Coming from someone who always fits in?
Oh, give me a break. This place is perfect for you. You've just got to give it time.
Time for what?
Time for your inventions to catch on. Like your solar-powered air conditioners.
Who would want them?
Are you kidding? It's going to be hot soon. They'd sell like crazy. Everybody has a place in Kidsboro. We just have to figure out what it is.
It's too late now. I'm caught. I'll have to step down from the city council now. I might even be kicked out of town. Right?
I don't know.
That's a shame, because I was going to be the one to save Kidsboro.
What do you mean?
I had a plan to get some more money for the government.
What is it?
I glued Pete's door shut.
Why? How was that going to get more money for the government?
That was step one. I wanted people to think that the threat wasn't over yet. So they might be okay with paying for a new government program.
Nelson, I already said I don't want to raise taxes.
Even if raising taxes will keep Kidsboro running for good? And this plan will make that happen.
No, it wouldn't. When everybody finds out that you glued the door shut, they won't be threatened anymore.
That's why I need your help.
To do what?
Keep this whole thing to ourselves. The smell devices, the super glue, everything.
You're talking about a cover-up?
It's in the best interest of everyone. Your citizens will feel safe because the attacks will stop.
You mean your attacks?
Exactly. And when they stop, you'll be the hero again. Valerie won't have anything to squawk at. We'll be able to raise taxes without anybody complaining, so we'll be able to run the government. I could stay on the city council, and nobody gets hurt.
I don't know, Nelson.
It's a win-win, Ryan. What good could come out of telling everyone about any of this?
It still doesn't feel right.
A good leader does what's best for his followers. This is the best thing.
What's your plan?
It sounds like Ryan and Nelson may be setting themselves up for a fall. Stay tuned for scenes from the conclusion of Kidsboro. So, are you enjoying this special series so far? We'd love to know what you think. Just write to me at Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's show. It's called Kidsboro. And did you know that there's also a Kidsboro book series? You'd love it. You can find more information on our website, too. That's witsend.org.
Don't you think there's something weird going on?
Like what?
I don't know. It's just a gut instinct.
Somebody suspects us.
Everybody who's a citizen gets a vote, so come on down to the polls on Thursday. Remember, Valerie Swanson for mayor.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Kidsboro was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Adam Wiley, Kelly Staples, Ashley Prather, Georgina Cordova, Rochelle Greenwood, and Marcus Toji. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.